presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
So, yes, I'm so glad that makes you so excited. So, for the last 4 years, I have tried to share social media with all of you. And one of the things that I think I'm really good at is touting my social media scores. Like, we get up here, we put a video up, we tell you about how great we are on social media, and you guys all clap, and the meeting is over, and off you go. And I think the only one who feels good at the end is me. And so, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to stand on stage and lecture to you on what works for me, or how well I've been able to do, or look at all my great scores that I've got. I really want to help all of you. So today, and going forth in the future, I'm actually going to come off the stage and sit down with all of you and really find out how I can help all of you do a much better job with social media. And it's not about just my personal opinion or my personal answers. I've got an entire team that helps me with all of this. So I'd like to introduce David Brick. David Brick.
Hi.
David Brick does a lot of our graphics. I'll be honest, I stalked him on Facebook. I stalk a lot of people. I stalked David Brick on Facebook. I followed him forever. He was associated with Youngevity, but he moved to England with his family. He lives there now. And so he was still giving the Youngevity message through his art on social media, and he was doing a great job with it. So one day I Facebooked him and said, how would you like to get paid for your graphics? And so David joined the Youngevity team over there in England. And the great thing about the internet, obviously, is that we can get all those graphics sent to us. So 95% of all the graphics that you see out there were created by David Brick. So he has a strong social media presence. You all know my partner and cohort, Henry Weineker. And like all of the boys in my life, he's had to go to the little boys' room right when it's time for us to talk on stage. So he'll join us in a couple of minutes. I've also brought in, who's getting up and leaving? I have also brought in Michael. Michael and Deborah Brunoff are here with us today as well. Many of you might have visited their booth while the store was open, and they had 1,000,001 great sales techniques and ways that you can connect and interact with others about the Youngevity message. Many, 95% of all of those rules apply to social media as well. So this team together today, we're here to help you. So I'm actually going to get off stage.
Noise. I know.
It's a good thing I don't have my heels on. No. Henry, stand up. This is Henry, who is in the little boys' room.
Yay. I'm just glad I wasn't mic'd up at that time.
No, there you go. That's. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Bert, yeah, whatever his name is.
Al Roker,
right. How many of you, just so we can get a feel for the room right now, thank you. Yes, that's so cute. I love that. How many of you right now are on some form of social media?
Thank you.
Is there anybody, okay, I should have flipped that around. Is there anybody not on social media? Do you want to be?
Yes.
You don't know. You don't trust social media. That's an interesting thought process.
Yeah.
We can work on that phobia. Okay, so we have somebody in the room who doesn't trust social media. Do I have anybody in the room that has found huge benefits being on social media? Is there anybody who found old friends they haven't connected with in many years? So I know Bugs has, in many years. Has anybody found a prospect on social media in regards to bringing them into Youngevity or anything that you do in your life? Found a connection with somebody who had the same interests as you do and the same likes? Yeah, totally, especially with Comic-Con. So believe it or not, I'll tell you this one quick little thing. I'm following Bugs Mitchell, not because of Youngevity, because he's all into Comic-Con, and we're all into Comic-Con. It was only later on that I found out he was actually tied to Youngevity, but it was Comic-Con that connected me to Bugs Mitchell initially on social media. Henry oversees a couple things other than just Youngevity. David oversees a couple things other than just Youngevity. On social media, we have the Be the Change Foundation. So David actually oversees all of the Be the Change Foundation social media that we do. So that's a really great message that you put out there in regards to our charity and our foundation and all that. There's a tie there. David also does all the social media for CLR roasters. So in regards to the coffee world and everybody that drinks coffee, we have an independently run social media site for all of the coffee, and David handles that as well.
He does an amazing job.
He does do an amazing job. So, without any further ado, are there any questions that anybody has right off the top of their hat that they would like us to answer? Yes.